Okay, and we're back again here with Coastal Foot and Ankle, Dr. Jonathan Saborn and Stephanie. Now, are all podiatrists trained surgically as you are, or are there varieties?
No, there's definitely, I'd say, subspecialties in the sense that all podiatrists can do, they're trained to do it, they just really don't. And also, they're trained to do it, but they don't do advanced surgery. And that's important. There's plenty of doctors around here that do, but there are ones that just, that maybe they'll do a hammer toe here, which is, you know, if it's your hammer toe, it's the most important one, or maybe a bunion, but they're not going to do the fractures, the calcaneal fractures. They're not going to do ankle fusions. They're not going to do a lot of the subtalar joint fusions. These are pretty major league surgeries. Or something called Charcot that diabetics get, where they lose the ability to feel their foot, and over time they just completely break it down into mush, and you've got to recreate it. They're pretty advanced surgeries that need a lot of training and to do often so you stay competent at it. As far as the majority of the bread and butter surgeries that we do in the office, not just the recon, it's the hammer toes and the bunions. Those are something we do all the time. Last Friday I did three of them on top of a couple other surgeries. You know, again, just really want to reinforce that we do everything. Fractures, if you break your ankle and you're sent by the emergency room to someone and they say, oh, 3 or 4 weeks, no, call us. We have block time. We will get you in. You will be fixed, because it's 8 weeks it takes for bones to heal. And what are you going to do, wait 2 or 3, re-break the bones, reset them, and now you're up to 3 months instead of 2 months as far as the healing process. You're just going to be better off with a foot and ankle specialist if you have any problems. As far as, like I said, the bunions, the neuromas, you know, pain in between the toes and the nerve, you know, come in, we'll talk to you, I'll give you different options. There's always a conservative option. They may not work as well, but some people just don't want surgery. So, for instance, this morning, someone came in. She had hammer toes. That's when your toes claw into the ground. And she had seen two other physicians and had no relief. And I said, well, we could fix them, make them straight. And I looked at her eyes, and I knew she wasn't interested. So there was a simple device that I gave her that helped to raise her toes up off the ground so they didn't grip into the ground. And she's like, oh, my God, that's all I needed. So there are options. They're not always surgical. But it is important on where you go and who you go to. Yeah, there might be other doctors or other specialties out there that might be able to help you with the surgery. But again, I can even find an option for you that might not be surgical, like this person this morning.
Well, that, for many people, that's always the first try.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, absolutely. There's always an option. And try the easiest one first, because even, God forbid, you go to surgery, you know, you can always have a bad outcome, sadly. You make 100 cakes and one tastes salty. It's just the way of the world. It's just a fact.
Right. So it's all, you know, how often do you, I mean, what percentage, how often do you operate?
I'm usually in surgery normally every Friday at least. I usually do between 4 or 6 cases every Friday. And sometimes if warranted, I'll go during the week if there's a fracture that needs to be taken care of. But it's pretty much every week, and we're booking out, you know, for the most part into February. We're trying to squeeze a couple of the dates during the holidays. I'm even going to work the day before Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving this year, because there's still a big backlog from the COVID crisis.
Wow.
A lot of those cases that didn't go for nearly 2 years are still sitting there. So we're finding it very difficult to get free time and to be able to take people. So we just put in to go on staff now at St. Anne's, and even as far away as a surgery center in Attleboro for people who are willing to drive. We're just inundated with surgeries that have been waiting, and there's just no place to take them. So we're trying every option to help people out on the island.
Yeah, it's again, and your feet.
Yeah, if you can't walk, I mean, you can have a broken hand and still get around. You got a broken foot. You're right, sitting at home staring at the wall.
And as people get older, you know, lack of mobility into all kinds of other problems.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you've got to, if you know, the old Tin Man thing, if you don't move, you stiffen up. And not only do you stiffen up, but you can have other problems where, you know, if you sit too long, you have blood clots. We have a patient who has a terrible disease. And if he's literally, he will stiffen. If he's immobilized for more than a couple of days, he will immobilize, and it just gets worse. It will not, we can't at the point now, this poor man, his ankle doesn't even move at all, and he's walking on the outside of his foot, and it's putting a terrible ulcer on the outside of the foot. And I've tried skin grafts. I've tried all kinds of products with growth factors in them, stem cell treatments. I can't get this thing to heal because his ankle won't go back underneath him. And I can't take him to surgery and fix it because if I do, that'll be the end of him. He won't, he'll just be locked up. And he's a early 60s, and this disease is already damaged his sister so much that she's been in a nursing home now for almost 8 years. Oh, and so goodness. She's in her early 60s and already been a long time in a nursing home. So there's situations like that where you're kind of stuck, and I'm actually trying to figure out what I'm going to do with this guy because it's really bad. Surgery's not an option, but yet if I don't fix him, he's got this hole in his foot, and it's about the size of a 50-cent piece, so it's kind of scary.
Yeah, and you think about your feet. I mean, like you say, your hand is still – think about all the abuse, if you will, or the wear and tear on your foot.
Oh, absolutely.
Every step you take, all the weight of your – or half of the weight on each side of your body is pushing on that foot.
And at the ankle joint, which is a really small joint that's carrying all the weight of your body. So little injuries can actually build up over time. So it's really important to take care of yourself. And with anything in medicine, be proactive. The people who suffer the most are the ones who put their heads in the sand. And then finally, when they lift their head out of the sand, the jig's up. It's too late. Yeah. So occasionally we'll have a patient come in and say, geez, I hate to waste your time. And it's like, you're not wasting my time. I'm going to make a living, first of all. And second of all, I'm trying to help you. Anything I can help you with is just better. So never
now,
feel that
ankles,
way.
Are they subjects to replacement now, like knees
yes.
and hips?
Yes. There are multiple products now. It's not as perfect as total knees. Time will come, it's becoming more popular. But you have to be careful and you have to be true to yourself. If you have a bad ankle and the doctor says, "Hey, we could give you a new joint," look in the mirror. It is really important that you be very fit. This is one time where if you're heavy, don't go for this surgery. It's not like a knee. If you're overweight and not in great shape, a total ankle right now is I don't think it's a great option. Definitely work it out with your doctor. Make sure he's done a lot of them and know the difference between an ankle fusion and an ankle joint. Sometimes a fusion, although it sounds like you'll be, immobilized or maybe not have as much motion, sometimes it's better. But the future is looking brighter. But at this point, if you are talking to a physician now or a surgeon and you're thinking about a total ankle, I would really ask you to, first of all, make sure that you are fit. Because a couple pounds, 20, 30, or more overweight, the studies have shown it's a very treacherous surgery. Be careful. But if it works great when it works.
But so am I fit? Weight, but also should you be like
active,
good toning legs and all those kind
of
things?
Like,
is that important?
Yeah, the people who I've seen it work the best on have come into the office. They're very athletic. They are doing, maybe not running, but they like to hike. They have a very active lifestyle. They're riding bikes. It's not someone who's sedentary and maybe 50 pounds overweight and smokes. If you did, even though it's 50 pounds for a total knee is nothing, but for an ankle, it's just not perfected yet, in the sense that it can take on any comers. The surgeon should be very selective, because the risks, if it goes sideways, holy smokes, it's catastrophic.
Yeah, I have a friend who was dragged by horse many years ago. Mm. She's had a fusion, and I know she has gone up back and forth to Boston, but they still are not doing it. And
yeah.
Particularly heavy. You're not heavy at all.
It's just because it's such a small joint, and it's a very difficult joint in the sense that it moves in three planes, where the knee joint just goes up and down. It doesn't go sideways in or out. And also the knee joint, because it's twice or three quarters bigger, so it can carry or spread out that weight. The actual ankle joint, it's difficult because the bones aren't made to support that kind of weight with that kind of pressure.
Uh-huh. Well, we are just about done with our time. Let everyone know where they can find you so they can address their foot problems, large and small.
Okay.
The small ones before they get large.
All right, I'll let Stephanie chime in. She's dying to talk.
I don't want to talk. What are we talking about? I don't need to talk.
Give us our address, please.
Oh, gosh. If you would like to see us at any one of our locations, we are 850 Aquidneck Avenue. Yeah, there's still traffic on the road, but they're working on that. It's better than it was last time. We're in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza, 849-2157. We also have a very beautiful big location in Fall River now at 1822 North Main Street in the same mill as the Registry of Motor Vehicles.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Entertaining and informative as always, and we will talk to you again next month.
Thank you.
Don't touch anything. Okay. It's okay. That's the book. It doesn't matter. They'll cut it. They'll cut out the extra stuff.